quite well known that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned at all throughout Parshas Tetzave. From the time Moshe Rabbeinu was brought into this world until the very end, Vezos HaBracha, this is the only parsha where his name is absent. Zohar explains that this was a direct result from Moshe's request, Mecheni na misifrecha, to erase my name from your sefer. And instead of being called Moshe Rabbeinu, he's referred to as Ata, you, throughout the entire parsha. The sin of the Cheda Egel, next week's parsha, Kisisa, angered Moshe so much so that he requested being erased from the Torah. Mecheni na misifrecha. And Hashem granted his request, and Moshe's name is not to be found anywhere in one of the Svarim, in one of the Parshas, Parshas Tetzaveh. It's a sad reality that our leader remains invisible for an entire week. It's no coincidence that it falls out during the week of Zayin Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site. But in Chassidus, we're taught that even that which looks tragic contains something good. Something deep within, something hidden. Something positive, something inspirational. Haman was overjoyed when the Goral landed on Adar, the month commemorating Moshe's yard site, his death. But the hidden good was that it also commemorated Moshe's birth. It was the month that bore our greatest leader, and it became the month that bore one of our greatest redemptions, the story of Purim. And so the curtailment of Moshe Rabbeinu's name from the entire parsha must contain, therefore, some mysterious message. And so what is that hidden message concealed in the absence of Moshe Rabbeinu's name? Chaim of Chernovich writes in the Sefer, Ber Maim Chaim, an incredible idea. The word Ata, the word you, is not actually degrading. It's quite the opposite. The word Ata is empowering. When speaking to a Rav or a person of stature, one speaks to them in third person. For example, one would ask, how is Rav Moshe doing? How is Rebbe doing? One does not say, how are you doing, to a Rebbe. One uses the word Ata only when talking to friends or to equals. So how then, when we recite brachos, do we say Baruch Ata Hashem? How do we have the audacity to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly in the second person? How do we consider ourselves equals with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Baruch Ata. Tzadok HaKohen teaches us, just as there's a mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's everywhere, we also have to have belief, there's a mitzvah to believe in ourselves. And in particular, that we have a chelek elokamima, that we have a piece of godliness inside of ourselves. To a certain extent, we are equals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now what that means, chelek elokamima, is beyond the scope of this discussion right now. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusted us with a piece of himself. That is the license we have to call Hashem Ata. Each time we recite a bracha, we should be reminded that we are on a similar wavelength to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Baruch Ata Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right in front of us. And in a similar way, we each have a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu embedded inside each of our neshamos. Zohar talks about this in many, many places. Each tzaddik ador, each Talmud Chacham has a certain Moshe Rabbeinu. Each individual has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Klal Yisrael sinned with the Chet HaEgel, and when anyone else sins for that matter, it indicates a certain void, something that they're lacking. A person sins when he feels lacking emptiness and inadequateness. One's insecurities and self-doubt stem from lack of recognition. He doesn't recognize his own capabilities. He's not aware that he has a piece of godliness within him. He doesn't realize what he could accomplish. And so at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael felt incompetent. They felt incapable. Moshe realized that he was too distant. When in the presence of greatness like Moshe Rabbeinu, one can feel terribly jealous and ineffective. Moshe took the approach of removing himself, lest he deter others. I don't want to create a situation of jealousy, of kinah. Nicheni nami sifrecha, erase me from the name. So this, erase my name from the books. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said quite the contrary. Instead, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, come down to their level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you should be called Atah. They should realize that they can accomplish just as you can accomplish. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, are just as human as they are. They must view you and refer to you as an equal. Bechinas Atah. The Atah Titzaveh is that you also could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in the Pasuk, V'yikchu Eilecha. In last week's parsha, it said, V'yikchu Li. So what's the difference? V'yikchu Li versus V'yikchu Eilecha. Says the Ber Maim Chaim, that B'nai Yisrael will learn from you, V'yikchu Eilecha. They will learn from you the idea of Eilecha, the idea of Atah, Eilecha, to you. By observing you, Moshe Rabbeinu, coming down to their level, they will be inspired, they will light the fire from within, and it will be like the Pasuk concludes, Lahalos Ner Tamid, to light a fire. To be inspired by that spark of that neshama of Elchelek El Kami Mal, that spark of Elchelek of Moshe Rabbeinu within each one of us. And this also explains the word Atah, Titzaveh rather. The word Titzaveh means Tzavsa, it's an Aramaic word which means in the company of other people. Performing mitzvahs brings everyone closer. Closer to each other, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Tzavsa means, Tetzaveh. The idea of Vata, the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu, coming down to the level of Bnei Yisrael, creates an environment of Tetzaveh. An environment of unity, of equality, of being on the same level. In the Sefer Zichron Elazar, he explained that for this very reason, it says V'ata, the extra Vav. Why not Ata Tetzaveh? What's V'ata Tetzaveh? The Vav is to connect to the previous Parsha, where it says that each individual has the ability, V'shechanti B'socham, that I could rest inside each person's heart. In order to reach the level of V'shechanti B'socham, one needs to be living in the world of V'ata, of you, of what you're capable of accomplishing. And when a person believes in himself, he can then, Lahalos Ner Tamid, and V'shechanti B'socham. Chassam Sofer points out that the word V'atah 412 has the same gematria as bias. And when a person has self-worth, then he's capable of building a bias, a home, a business, a family, a world of Torah. When a person realizes that even the greatest people on this planet are human, that they are your equals, then one is inspired that he too, and she too, can become great. When you live in the world of V'atah, then you can live in the world of V'shechanti B'socham. We should all be zocha to believe in ourselves and bring the shechanti v'socham.